Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi pōho he paraku hi tēnei. You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. I'm very lucky to be joined by two special guests in the studio. Morena, Steph and Ray.
Morena, morena. Thanks for having us on for kōrero.
Of course. Thank you for coming up. How are we?
Fantastic.
A bit chilly. It's a bit cold out there, isn't it?
Fantastic after this amazing coffee.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, I've still got the hospo skills deep in there.
Good life skills.
I can't escape them. Yeah. So cool to have you guys up. We're talking about a really exciting kaupapa, Play It Strange. Steph, you're the CEO of Play It Strange, and Ray, you're an alumni and also just a music star killing it in the scene. We've got a new podcast to talk about, which is sort of like a new realm that Play It Strange is entering into. But could we start by, for anyone who's uninitiated, could you talk a little bit about the kaupapa of Play It Strange, Steph?
For sure. So we started 22 years ago by Mike Chun from Split Ends, and the core of what we do is songwriting competitions for high school students across Aotearoa. We get about 800 entrants each year. We've got 15 musicians judging them this year, and 170 of those finalists, we pay for them to record their songs in professional recording studios. We release them on albums. We get them performance opportunities, first place in each competition, get things like the new music single, New Zealand On Air music video, and the podcast for us was the next stage of being able to provide more sort of support to young musicians or emerging musicians, for those who want to pursue their music career further.
For sure. Ray, what was your experience with Play It Strange? How long ago was that you were an alumni?
You're gonna expose my age here. I was Play It Strange alumni in 2011, which was my last year of high school at Wellington College. And one of my songs, Too Proud, was selected to be a part of it. And I got to record that song at the Surgery Studios with Lee Preble. Also had Barnaby Ware helping me out at the time. And I got to record that song and managed to squeeze the budget and record a few other songs at the same time.
Whoa.
I didn't know how we do.
Nice.
So it's always been a cool ass co-popper to be a part of. And I just remember getting the CD in the mail or something. When I was 17 and being on this printed CD with all these other amazing rangatahi artists from around Aotearoa, and I just felt really cool.
It's a great gateway into entering into those spaces, but also like that community of being a part of a project with lots of other songwriters on it. Had you recorded much in studios before that?
Yeah, I was making beats and doing recording myself for a few years before then, just at home studios or at the school studio. I was like the kid like in the music department, like just finding a microphone and just making tunes on the MacBook. So I remember like my beats like standing out quite a lot. Most people were like singer songwriter guitar stuff, and then I was in there with like an electro ass like hip hop type beat, which was cool.
Sick. And it must feel quite special for you to be able to come back to this kaupapa now that you're a little bit more established and reconnect with some of the rangatahi and the importance of Play It Strange.
Exactly. Like, you know, like as I get a bit older in my career and everything, you start thinking more about how you can help out the next generation coming through. So, yeah, getting to jump on this kaupapa and support rangatahi artists has been, like, super super validating and super, just feels good. Good for the Wairua. Yeah.
Main. Okay, let's talk about this podcast. It's called On the Record with Ray. We've got 10 episodes, right? They're filmed as well. Where do we film it?
Big Pop.
Big Pop, Main. Beautiful space. And you've got 10 different guests from across the industry. You've sort of got musical guests and legends such as Don McGlashan and Holly Smith. And then you've got producers like Emily Wheatcroft Snape. And you've got industry people like 95BFM's very own program director, Anika Mahid.
That's right.
People from NZ On Air, APRA, etc. How did you go about curating your lineup of guests for this?
For sure. So we firstly took the questions that we get asked the most, which is like, how do I get my song on radio? What can I do to promote my song? That sort of thing. And then we thought of the other side of what's really important as our sort of duty of care for musicians, like how to negotiate a contract, how to negotiate a split, what to look out for if something looks too good to be true, how to protect your mental health when things go wrong. And then we wanted to take it from, so episode one, The Art of Songwriting with Don McGlashan, and across those 10 episodes sort of follow a journey. So we've got music publicity with Heidi Etimer, who's the independent music publicist for Marlon Williams, 660, Kaylee Bell, The Beths, and all the episodes are sort of talking about what you can do to help yourself so that people aren't just rolling things out on TikTok, hoping that a label's going to pick them up. It's all how you can be proactive and get your music out there yourself and have the confidence as well to reach out to radio stations, which was why Anika was so amazing and made something that could seem quite intimidating just so accessible.
Yeah, we love Anika. That's so cool. Would you say the audience is predominantly people just starting out, or could this sort of stuff be educational and accessible for people at all levels of their music careers?
I think it's totally useful for people at all levels. Like, I learned a lot just from the conversations I was having, like, especially with Anika as well, and talking with some of the more, like, people at APRA and everything like that. Like, I was asking genuine questions that I, like, wanted clarification on. So, yeah, I think it's definitely got some cross career appeal.
That's a special thing as well, I think, about getting an artist to be the person hosting it and asking the questions. It's really, like, from a creative perspective, because sometimes the music industry can feel huge and intimidating and not a super friendly space for creatives, especially our rangatahi. Ray, I'm so sorry to keep reminding you of your age and taking you back to your
past. That's right.
But when you were starting out in the music industry, was there...
All that time ago.
Do you feel like there were enough tools out there for learning about the industry? I mean, was this something that you would have loved?
I always found people in the music industry were pretty, like, happy to help out and give, like, a hand or, like, give advice. Like, when I started, like, emailing NZ On Air when I was just, you know, and uni, and they were always like, oh yeah, just come and have a coffee with us and come meet us, and they're like, I was like, can I please have a list of all the iwi stations? They're like, yeah, here you go. Like, people have generally been cool, but, like, yeah, like, I also had people helping me. Like, I had, like I said, mentor figures like Barnaby Ware, who literally sat me down and, like, told me how to write a press release. Like, if you don't have that, then, like, this resource with the Play It Strange podcast is, like, just super useful for, like, just getting those, like, niggly kind of things that can, you know, like, just basic things, like making sure you got all your links ready in the email and having the right file types of songs, like, just things like that that you kind of might have to learn as you go. It just means you're not going to make those mistakes when you're getting started.
It can be hard to know where to look sometimes. Steph, is the Play It Strange Kaupapa going to continue to expand like this in terms of looking for other ways to create resources for people outside of just the songwriting competitions?
100%. And this year we've got a brand new team. And just a couple of weeks ago, the musician Paige joined us, and we've already gone out to a bunch of different schools running songwriting workshops. Lawton Cora run a 3-day mentoring workshop in Tauranga a few weeks ago, and Paige went down for that. We're talking about running our own sort of song hubs at some stage. So, really kind of getting into how we can best support rangatahi in a lot of different ways.
So sick. On the Record with Ray is out now. Where can people watch it or listen?
Watch it on YouTube, listen on Spotify and Rover. We're on Instagram at playitstrange.pod, and we'll be rolling out reels of sort of really key takeaways from each of our artists. I think we've got about 50 coming up, which is there's been a lot of editing, and YouTube shorts as well.
Epic. Such a cool kaupapa. Thank you so much to you both for coming up and joining us for a kōrero. We're going to end by listening to your new single, Ray.
Let's do it.
Do you want to talk a little bit about this track?
Yes.
Or does it speak for itself?
It kind of speaks for itself, to be honest. It's called Tapu. It's about protecting your energy, keeping your circle positive, and keeping good people around you. This is my new Waiata Tapu on BFM. Let's go. If you bring a bad vibes, then it's hide it. Sticking at the poo tail to my pockets. Hopper. Got it down to the T, I'm not talking. Copper. Tell them that's top proof. Cause this ain't no me inoi. All these tongue you with don't need a go have a see boy. They talk the talk, but we walk the he coy. We need a break like B-boy. No, the same for myself. We turn a generational trauma into intergenerational wealth. How's the world getting warmer? Well, the people get colder. That shit don't help. I protect my whole order. My
my mental health. All I ever do is hit on the Twitter cause I'm way too dope. If you bring a bad vibes, then it's hide it. But two, sticking at the blue tail to my pockets. Hot brew, got it down to the T, I'm not talking. Copper, tell them that's top brew. Te fai mai me aro ki ana hope ki raro kia ranga tira ke ai oi fukaro hope ki raro ki te fai mai me aro ki ana hope ki raro kia ranga tira ke ai oi fukaro. Cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Beat the beat up, all nighter. In the party, cooking fire. If you don't know, just ask your fire. It ain't even that serious. We just tryna get it, period. Tell them on the munchers, get out the area. Cause we ain't hearing ya. Mojito ranga tira cause I'm way too. If you bring a bad vibe, then it's hide it. But two, steady get the blue tail to my pockets. Hot brew, got it down to the T, I'm